Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This is the Wake Up Zone at 9:34 on 104.5 The Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. They are family-owned and operated. Go to allfourseasonsgarages.com/Nashville. Well, coming up Monday at Shogun Japanese Steakhouse in Brentwood, the former NFL All-Pro safety and Super Bowl champion Chris Hope will be sponsoring or be bringing you a Night of Hope, the event, and it benefits the IC Hope Foundation. And he joins us now. Chris, what's going on this morning?
What's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Now, I saw the list of guys on there, including our own Blaine Bishop. Can any of these guys on the list actually cook, you know, make the onion volcano and all that stuff they do?
Well, that's the challenge of it all. You know, we're all former athletes. Some current guys will be there, some of the big guys on the team. But we're all competitive, so I'm pretty sure someone will figure it out before the night's over.
So when people come out, what all sort of stuff can they enjoy on Monday?
Well, most importantly, you get a chance to enjoy being served by some of your great legend, former Titan, Blaine Bishop. So many great guys that he played with and the guys that I looked up to. And then guys that played with when I was there, you know, Cortland Finnegan, Keith Bullock, and all those guys would be there, Albert Hainsworth. And we have some NBA guys who are locals here in Nashville, Brandon Wright, Marcus Haysmith, and we have my good friend Mookie Betts that's coming in. So we have a great lineup of celebrity cooks, but again, it's more about the fans. You know, they support us and they always are there for us. Wayne, sleep, hot, you know, whether we win or lose, and they always come out and support us. And now this is our chance to show our appreciation and gratitude towards them by serving them.
Our guest is Chris Hope, the former NFL All-Pro safety, of course, a Titan, a Super Bowl champion back in the day as well.
Hey, Chris, you know, I have to ask you, man, you always look in such great shape. The Titans are having DB injury issues temporarily. You you still can run. I think they're going to move Byard to, you know, corner and then bring you in as safety, man. I think, are you ready to go?
Well, if you take the first series, I'll take the second.
No, I think you got a lot more left than I do. You know, I have to ask you, being a Seminole graduate in FSU, Florida State, man, what do you think about what's going on there, and who do you want them to hire?
I've tried my best not to speak publicly about it because I know they're kids, man. At the end of the day, you've been in college, I've been in college, yeah. And if you look back when you were in college, you really didn't know much about the game of football, to be honest. You were playing it, you played it because you loved it, and you obviously had great talent, but it's a touchy situation. You know, I'm not sure who I would say should be our next coach, but I do think in my heart that we need a guy who's well-established, who's polished, who's done it at the high level on a consistent basis. I don't think we need to try and create a new version of the wheel by going to get a young guy who's had a lot of success at a smaller program. I just don't think we're there to take that chance again because we've missed badly on the last coach. And not to say that it was all his fault, but obviously being a alumni of Florida State and knowing the expectation and the standards that we have, we need a coach that's coming in with a pedigree.
Speaking of Chris Hope, you know, former Titan, former Pittsburgh Steeler, of course, won a Super Bowl there. Chris, what do you make of this addition to the Titans and the turnaround they've made and, you know, sitting at 7-5 and going to Oakland this weekend in the wild card and division race?
I think they are playing good football. They hit the stride at the right time. It's not to say that, you know, they were a bad team from the beginning or a great team. I don't think you become a great team in 2 weeks or a bad team in 2 weeks just because you won or lost a game. I think they're playing together. I think they're playing ball to where they're not competing against each other to a degree. You know, early in the season, our defense was playing lights out and our offense was inconsistent. And then there were times during the game where our offense made plays and our defense would have a lapse. But now I think all three phases of our team are playing on the same page and at a high level. And I think It starts up front on both sides of the ball. Our offensive line is dominating the line of scrimmage, which is giving Henry the opportunity to be who we all thought he would be. And then it's opening up play action passes for Tannehill in the passing game. And then when you look on our defensive line, our defensive end, you know, our defensive line has always been aggressive and played lights out football. Our young linebackers are starting to pick it up and starting to get experience on this level, with Woodyard still being the leader, in my opinion. And then that secondary, it reminds me of the old Blade Bishop days and my old days with Cortland Finnegan and Michael Griffin. We have some playmakers on the back end that attack the ball. They don't give up big plays in the passing game, and they're all good tacklers. So I think they have a good chemistry and a good momentum going into the last stretch of the season.
Titans might be fighting it out with the Steelers for that second wild card spot. How impressed are you with the job Mike Tomlin's done? You know, obviously, doesn't have AB from last year, or he's down a couple of running backs, really, and he's down to his third quarterback. So, how impressed are you with what he's done? He does have Minka Fitzpatrick. You're right.
I think, you know, to be honest, I've been a critic of Coach Tomlin, just for the fact that for the past few years, I think the Steelers have missed so many opportunities, being that they had so much high-power performance guys on the offensive side of the ball. And, you know, to his credit, the defense wasn't as consistent or wasn't as stingy as it has been in the past as well. So it was a gift and curse, but they had so much talent on the offense. And I think there were some years that was lost that can never be regained. But now I think with the lack of talent or the lack of stars or big-name guys, you're really seeing how well he can coach, and you're seeing the discipline and the standard of good blue-collar guys that play the game the right way. The old Pittsburgh blueprint of how they built that great organization over there came back into play this year. And I think that's where I kind of felt like in the past few seasons, he lost that. You know, we had guys doing so many things that was uncharacteristic of a Pittsburgh still a football player, in my opinion. During my stretch there. So I think we're back to being Steeler way and doing it the right way. And guys playing for each other and guys being unselfish and guys just loving to play the game of football and doing exactly what they're supposed to do in that plan.
A lot of people have said that you are one of the reasons why the Titans have sort of changed the way they treat former players. When the Steelers came in, the word was that you felt more welcome in their locker room than you did, the Titans. What about what Amy Adams Strunk has done to really make the former players feel welcome, really kind of bolster the Titans alumni initiative and really make you guys feel welcome when you come back?
She is first class. I mean, I have nothing but great things to say about Ms. Strunk. She's made me feel like an original Oiler, to be exact, you know, and I wasn't even drafted here, but the way she welcomes and she knows every guy's name, she even remembers my kids' names, and, you know, that's pretty impressive. You know, most owners don't go to that level of trying to get to know every person's name, even though we don't even play for the team anymore. So I think she's done a great job of including guys like Blaine Bishop, Eddie George, Kevin Dyson. So many of us still live in this area, and we have the confidence to know that anytime we want to go over to the facility to see a practice or just walk through and smell the football locker room, it's just an open door. And for a short period of time, we weren't so welcome back here in our facility. And I don't know how it got to that, but I know I had an experience where I went to see the Titans and Steelers play. I think it was a Thursday night game a few years back. And, you know, the security people obviously knew who I was, and they wanted to help me or assist me in whatever I wanted to do. But at the same time, they didn't have the green light to say that. And I just remember seeing Mr. Rooney and Kevin Colbert and Mike Tomlin and all those guys. And they grabbed me and almost, you know, they took me all in the locker room. And it was kind of a awkward feeling being that I was there to watch the Titans and on the Titans sideline, but I couldn't go as far as I could go on the Steelers sideline. And it was a different feeling, but it rubbed me the wrong way. and I didn't take it personal, but I voiced my opinion to some of the people that I'm real close with within the organization, and I don't know who the word got back to, but
they heard you.
They've made a great, great effort in turning around.
Hey, well, speaking of your event, man, are you going to bring your, you know, Super Bowl ring so everybody can see it? You know, because, you know, I mean, I want to see it, too, because I don't have one.
You know what, Mr. Bishop? I've never even wore the ring out anywhere.
Oh, well, should be the first time.
It should be the first time, huh? I tell guys all the time, I want a national championship and I want a Super Bowl.
Both of them.
And I think even with the state championship that I won, I think I never had a chance to live in the moment. You know, I won a Super Bowl with the Steelers, and I had to go on the road and become a free agent. I won a national championship at Florida State, and the minute we got on the bus, you know, our coaches and our head coach was talking about get ready for off season workout because we got to do it again. So it was almost like a gift and a curse because it was our expectation to win the Super Bowl. It was our expectation to win a national championship. But I don't think I had a chance at that moment to really enjoy it and to really look back and see how great of an achievement it was, because most great players, most average players, most players that play the game don't have a chance to do that. Yeah. And, you know, as I'm getting older, I realize what special moment it was to win those games and to have that hardware. But I guess it hasn't transitioned over into me wearing it yet.
Oh, man. Well, I expect to see you double-fisted at the Shogun Steakhouse so I can check them out on Monday, man.
There's no way I can come double-fisted. I got to do too much work, man. I got to chop up and toast the shrimp a little bit.
No.
Well, Chris, man, that is a select group who've won those championships at those levels. That is very cool. We appreciate the time. All the best with your event coming up on Monday.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Okay, have a good day. That's Chris Hope. He is a former NFL All-Pro safety, former Titan, Super Bowl champion, national champion at Florida State. A Night of Hope is coming up Monday at Shogun Steakhouse in Brentwood. It benefits the IC Hope Foundation.
Call him Papa Smurf when he had that beard the shaved head. But he was a good man here. He's a go-to guy for the media. And that story is really interesting, Blaine, about treating alumni. And the Titans did the right thing.
Imagine that. Yeah, that happened to me too.
Your boy Wiz.
He got the name.
He wouldn't let me go.
He wouldn't let me go to the
bathroom. That's what I mean,
sure, bro.
Wiz wouldn't let you take one.
No, man, you're now the enemy. You're on the dark side.
You can go to eventbrite.com. Night of Hope tickets for more information.